Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Listen, I understand the struggle from the short to the long because I was battling it for so long. Mm-hmm. I would let it get to a certain length. And I'm like, okay, I think I can put in extensions and I'm not going to have that shelf. Lo and behold, the shelf shows up. It always appears.
And I'm going to tell you, it ain't a top shelf. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast, everybody.
We better see a lot of top shelf from Steve Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov tonight, people.
Anywho.
Back to your intro.
We have so many things to discuss with you. Renee, I have known you for how many years? A lot of years, whatever.
A lot of years,
A lot of years. That's a really great way to summarize our relationship. You no longer live in Las Vegas. You moved to Cincinnati. You are a mom. You wrote a cookbook. Fuck, I can't even cook. You are a television host. You're a presenter. You're a TV personality. All the things. We don't have time for the intro, but you're amazing. You've
Very
always
busy.
Been one of those women in this industry that have been so supportive of other women, as Erin and I can attest to, that not everyone is like that. So we are thrilled to have you on here. And also, it is hard to get Colin Coward to love anyone because he's very opinionated on things. As we know, Colin Coward is obsessed with you. You can listen to her podcast on The Volume as well. But there's a myriad of things that you do. But Colin Coward's endorsement, I think, is number one on that list.
I'll take it because Colin is not always the easiest guy to read. I'm like, does he like me? Are we best friends? I'm trying, you know, I always try to work on it. And it's from a distance because I don't get to see him in person that often. I do my podcast for him right here. So I don't get to hang out with Colin and get to rub elbows with him all that often. But when I do, I'm really trying to like work in the nook and crannies.
As Erin can attest to, he cornered me in the hallway at Fox and was like, I'm obsessed with Renee. I love Renee. She's amazing. Do you know how many Instagram followers she has? I was like, Colin, you're on Instagram? And then we see those selfie videos and we all know. But yes, when he's smoking his cigar and it's like that awkward angle up the nose. Colin, I didn't know I needed to like be introduced to all your follicles in your nose hair. Renee, what's something about Colin Cowherd that people love him, hate him, don't know about him?
You know what? I would actually say his generosity. So as much as like we've not got to spend like that much time together in person, I've honestly not really had many people through my career that I felt like really bestowed some wisdom. This man knows how to drop some knowledge. And I feel like anytime we've got to like hang out, just like his perspective. I mean, obviously he's been so successful through his own career, but even talking to him about women in this game, I mean, from him being able to work with you, Carissa, working with Beatle, working with Joy Taylor, he has worked with so many amazing women and it feels like he's really championed a lot of them throughout their careers. I think he has a great eye for the talent that he wants to work with. So yeah, for me, it's more so like that, being able to like have someone that I'm like, oh, I think I can like really learn something from the things that obviously, I mean, God, you look at the man's career and what he's been able to do. But not everyone's always like willing to like shell out that information or like want to hang out and like really get into some of those things. So I've always really appreciated that from the times that we've got to spend together.
He is rich, rich.
Oh my God, isn't he? How do I get a little bit of that?
That's the, you know, the business part. I was going to say, Renee, he's always advocated. I remember when living in Connecticut and he's like, I own part of this wine store and I'm an investor in this jerky, turkey, whatever the hell he does. It's like, what's going on? But it is. And so you're a woman who does a lot of different things. Yeah. Obviously, you know, I just mentioned the cookbook. I can't cook. It's not my thing.
Me neither.
Or I host, which I can't wait to hear all about this from you.
Yes, exactly. So your messy in the kitchen, is cooking something that you've always done? Is that, where does that background come from?
So yeah, I mean, I've always just loved cooking. I love being in the kitchen. I'm sure, I mean, I guess you guys can't attest to this if you don't want to be in the kitchen, but when you're on the road, that often you're ordering up the club sandwich and like the Caesar salad, whatever you're getting from the room service.
I got a fruit bowl. Yeah, Jesus, like, that's a cornucopia of fruit over there.
Thanksgiving. It looks fresh. See, Vegas, they serve some good things up every now and then. But for me, it was like, I feel like I really delved into it more through my time with WWE. I'd finally get home and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like in my own kitchen. Yeah. I can cook my own food. Like, I love going to the grocery store. It's like one of my favorite things to do. I love a little aisle perusing. But it's funny because like often when we go to the grocery store, my husband and I go together and I'm like, oh my God, this guy, like he takes off when we get in there. And then we
end up
like,
going
like it. He goes to get the deli meats. He goes to get the bread. He's in the ice cream. He's big into ice cream right now. So we like separate, but he's like, he wants to just get it done. He wants to be in and out, where I'm like, no, I want to like, I want to take my time. I want to see what other site, like spices, marinades, what's going on at like the fish counter. No. I love spending my time there. Erin, you hate it. Why do you hate it?
It's like Home Depot to me. I'm nervous. I don't know like where things are. Yeah. But see, that's because I am now trying to start, and Chris is doing this too. We're trying to get better at things we kind of aren't that great at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being domestic, making meals, so forth. So I like, I'm a note taker. Mm-hmm. I was going to write, what are some things, and I'm excited to read the book. I'm going to read it on the way home tonight from Vegas. What are some things that girls like Chris and I, who aren't home very often, but want to start improving and be healthy and eat well and make great stuff, that you need to start getting at the grocery store? What are our go-tos?
Okay, so I will preface this by saying my cookbook's definitely not like super healthy. I like to cook like the bad stuff. Not like bad stuff, but like I want the pastas. Like my favorite thing with cooking is like I want to pour a glass of wine. I want to put on some music and I want to like spend some time in there, which honestly in the last like year, so my baby just turned a year and I've been like—
Nora, baby Nora.
Sweet baby Nora. Name. Oh my
so
God.
So sweet. Where's her name derived from?
My grandmother was Eleanor. So we went Nora from Eleanor. Yeah. Oh my God. She's delicious, but I feel like, you know, eating has been more of like, all right, necessities. Not only do I need to like get my life together and like try to attempt to get my like body back in shape. So it's just been like kind of the basics.
Shut up. By the way, you posted that picture and this is one of many reasons I love you. The self-deprecation is amazing. You're like, these shorts are working hard.
When
you were like,
you
must have been like having that Nora like the next second, right?
I was like a house. Huge.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Did you like being pregnant? Were you one of those women that's like, I love
it? Yeah, I was like, annoying.
Oh, you
and I
did?
Loved it.
So did you think you would going into it? Did you think you would?
I did think that I would like it. So I was basing this off of, and everyone kind of says this, that your pregnancy is a lot like what your mom's was. And my mom had like pretty easy pregnancy. So I got into it and like, I know I feel like annoying that I was that woman that like, I felt great. I worked out the whole time. Like, I just felt like I was like thriving. I loved it. I actually like miss being. It's fun being huge for a little bit of just like your body.
I do that.
Changes.
And I don't have a baby.
It's fun. Yeah.
You want to be a surrogate?
Ask my genes.
Yeah. Just asking. Right?
Putting it
honestly,
out there.
Honestly. But yeah, I will say though, I mean, it took me a long time to get pregnant too. It was like a whole ordeal where it took like, it was like over a year where I kept, you know, you start like kind of trying, then it's like, oh, wait. What's happening here? Went to the fertility clinics. We're doing all the tests, everything. I had the IVF at home. And then I left my job and I got pregnant that month. It was crazy, crazy, crazy.
Amazing. So let's go back to that for a second, Renee. So when you made that shift and you made that decision to leave, let's go back even further for a second.
Yeah. Sorry. I like totally deviated off of what your original question was.
By the way, hairs. Have you met us?
You think we give a shit?
Yeah, exactly. I was talking about ripping the hair follicles out of the back of my head because this fucking Rapunzel mane's been in here, and I can't believe all your hair is real.
I was talking about Colin's follicles in his nose, so we're good.
We're good. Okay, good.
I know, because the last time I saw your hair was super short, and I'm so fucking jealous of
it's
that
from
you
the
and Aaron
prenatals.
Now have real.
I literally started taking prenatals, and I was like that Barbie with like that crank arm where her hair just starts growing. It's nuts.
I take prenatal vitamins and the hair on my chin grows, but not my actual
head. Oh, I get those
too.
I love a good chin hair. Wow. Let's yank them all out.
Okay, so let's go back for a second. So WWE, how did you get into it? How did you get involved? You met your husband there. I need the whole background and story for everyone that doesn't know.
The whole kit and caboodle. Okay, so I was working in Toronto and I was working for a sports network there. And I started working there because they had like a comedic take on sports. And I was like, oh, that's something I could maybe do. Like, I was not that like behind the desk, like sports center. Like, I would die. I would do
none
a terrible
of us are.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys get it. I would do a really bad job at that. So I was doing that. And then my boss at the time was like, hey, they had the rights to WWE in Canada. And they're like, hey, do you want to host this after show for Raw? And I was like, yeah, sure. So instantly I'm like, oh my God, what do I need to know about wrestling? Like,
I was
going to
say, did you
so
know anything?
Long. I mean, I knew for like a little bit from when I was younger and watched it, but then I was like, oh God, I got to like some, and you guys know, I mean, it's like, like anything that like fan base is so intense that like, you cannot, you can't mispronounce
fuck
the name.
That was like me with hockey. Yeah. I didn't know dick about hockey. And I was like, reading literally Hockey for Dummies, because they'll pick up real quick if you are
next. Oh, yeah. They sniff you out real, real quick. So I was doing that show and it was great. I had such a good time. And that was like a great way for me to like dip my toe into that world. And then as my contract was coming to an end there, and the whole company was being sold, all these things, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I want to make my jump down to the U.S. I want to figure out what I'm going to go do. So this is where we kind of come into play, because I had come into audition for Sports Nation and loved it, had a great time, thought for sure that's the thing, that's going to be it, that's where I'm headed. And then that at the end of that week, WWE brought me in for an audition and I bombed it. It was not good.
Oh no, why? What did you, what do you mean?
How did you bomb it?
It was a full day. So I get there and like, you know, you're like meeting all the, like the producers, meeting the executives, blah, 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 like walking through the buildings, figuring everything out. So they had me do like, you know, like a post show style kind of thing. That was fine. I was like, okay, this is my wheelhouse. I can do this. They had me jump in and do commentary. And I was like, what? So over my head, not a clue what I was doing. Like, blessings to the man that was in the booth with me trying to do it. He's probably like, get this chick out of here. Then they like gave me like it's like a battery charger or something, and they're like, sell this to me. And I like, I was like,
what? What are you doing? Like,
I know,
this is insane.
It was like full on like boot camp, sink or swim. So I honestly didn't really think I did a great job, and I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm probably gonna go do this thing at ESPN anyways. Then Carissa Thompson enters the picture, and then
they gave it to me by default. Numbers Never Lie got canceled, and they're like, this bitch has got a year left on her contract, so we got to put her somewhere. That's what happened.
Oh my
there.
Gosh! No, I remember like being at home. I've told this story before, and like on my show and like maybe some other places, but I was like at home being like, cool, I'm going to go do this other thing. I'm going to go to ESPN, blah, blah, blah. And it was like the episode that Michelle Beadle was leaving. They shoot her out the cannon. And I'm like, oh, that was a nice little send off. And then this car pulls up and these like heels pop out. And I'm like, wait, who's this? What's happening? What's going on? It's Carissa.
Again, by default.
No. Not I because, mean, listen, you are so fantastic at everything you do. Like, God, you were so great on that show, and you're so amazing in all the things that you do. But it was that moment that I was like, oh my gosh, okay, so that's not happening. And then WWE, the contract came through with them, and I was like, yeah, okay, let's go and do that. Let's go. And I had no idea what I was going to do there. Not a clue. I was like, am I doing the show like I was doing in Toronto? Am I going to be doing like a studio show? What am I going to be doing? And then, yeah, I mean, I ended up doing a million things there. I started off hosting this show, Vintage Collection, which was like all old school wrestling that I was hosting with me and Gene Okerlund, who's just like an absolute class act, best man ever. Loved him. And then I ended up going on the road, doing backstage interviews was kind of the thing I started dipping my toe into. Then hosting panel shows for all the pay-per-views, joining Total Divas, doing a reality show.
Yeah, and wait, then, we need to, that's where Aaron, insert Aaron.
There we go.
Well, no, that's when I started hearing about you, because I would get your name tagged onto my name at Twitter. Like, she's the wrestling Aaron Andrew.
Yes,
and I was
yes.
like, what's going on?
I know.
What's happening? I was like, am I screwing up something here? So yeah, I kept seeing your name everywhere. And I was like, is this bitch talking about me? Like, what's going on? And no, you weren't. But it was like, everybody's like, oh, she's the wrestling version. So I was like, okay, I see you. So Total Divas.
So
go.
Funny. Mm-hmm. So we get brought in to do Total Divas, which was like great, but it was also a little weird or like awkward, I guess, for me, because I was the only girl on there that wasn't a wrestler. So I'm like, what am I bringing to the table? What are like
you're
my storylines going to be?
Yeah, you're bringing everything. Yeah, we got it.
Trying to bring
I'll tell
everything.
You what you're bringing.
Trying to bring the party. And then, so my husband, now we were dating at the time, but we were doing the show. We were on it together. And it was just like weird. So my husband's wrestling character, especially at the time, was like this like crazy lunatic. So that was sort of the essence on the show, where he's still this like wacky, crazy guy. And I'm like, why is he so crazy all the time? So it was like this weird dynamic that's like not actually what our dynamic is. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, shit, you just get to like hang out with your friends. They keep the champagne flowing. You go on these great trips. The only thing that like that I had really a hard time with was just being mic'd up all the time. Having a mic pack on you all day long. And you're like, on vacation,
like
you're in a bathing suit. Like, can you just put this on your bikini and it's like sagging your pants down. It's like, that was
did
the
you guys have
part.
A clause in your contract? Because we did when I danced on Dancing with the Stars. It was kind of the same thing. You wore a mic pack all day. So if you're hooking up, you're fighting. If you're cussing out the producers, it's on tape. But we had it in the contract. As soon as I'm in the potty, the mic pack is allowed to be off. So that's where Maxim and I would fight. Or like bitch about the show being like Nicole Scherzinger. Of course she's gonna win it. Fuck
yeah,
this, you know.
Right?
So like
that's not
let's
fair.
Go to the bathroom. So yeah, could you take it off in the potty or no?
Yeah, I don't really remember there being any like you can do X, Y, and Z. Like it was a little more like loose in terms of that because there'd be times that we'd be shooting and then near the end of the day, like as the cameras start like pulling out, we're like at dinner or shooting the shit and whatever. Am I allowed to swear on here, by the way?
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, okay, I think I said fuck like 10 times.
Great.
Calm down, Renee.
Calm down. Everybody calm down.
Can you not swear on the volume? Are you guys classy over there?
Oh my, no, I swear probably too much. I think it actually freaks people out because they're so used to me not swearing on television. They're like, who is this? Yeah, it just...
No, it's actually, we're trying to work on
it. It's a tough one to break. I also feel like kind of boring when I'm just not swearing as much. I like to spice up my sentences a bit. Add a little flair in
there. This is going to go into one of our segments we're going to have with you about Canadian, or is it just Jared? There's going to be a part of it about swearing. Don't worry.
Yeah, how is being married to a Canadian? What's like the other side of
that? Renee, we'll get to that. Okay. I mean, that's going to be part of our segment, Canadian or just Jared.
So
I can't wait.
Give me the one thing. So you started in the industry at what age?
I mean, I started like auditioning and stuff like that, like around 18, 19. But then I was like broad, like I had my first broadcasting on national television job at 23.
So I think it's awesome to, you know, when like younger girls or guys or whatever ask advice on, you know, if you could go back and tell your younger self something. I also think it's important to continue to solicit advice from people that I respect in the industry. Give yourself advice if you go back in time, the 18-year-old you or the 23-year-old you that you now know that you didn't know then.
I would say be selective who you take advice from because everybody wants to dole, not everybody wants to dole out advice, but a lot of times a lot of people can get in your ears and it doesn't mean that that person has the key to the castle. It doesn't mean that they know what is right and what's wrong. I remember early on in my career, actually, when I started doing the show in Canada about wrestling and one of the executive producers at TSN, which is like the bigger sports station in Canada, was like, don't do wrestling. No one's going to take you seriously. And I was like, I don't really want to be taken seriously. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do anyway. Wow. So like, suck on that. But yeah, I would just say like, you know, find your people that you trust, that you want to be the sources of people that you want to get information from. And of course, listen to people and like, you know, take things with a grain of salt. Not everybody always has the answer. There's no straight line of how you get somewhere. So stick to what you know and what you like. And I mean, you know, it's really just getting in that experience too and knowing what your voice is as a broadcaster, who you want to be, and not letting somebody like really take the reins away from you on that.
I love that.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important.
But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I want to know about your marriage and what, you know, before you jumped on, Chris and I were talking about just life lessons, what makes it work. You married somebody that's in your field, in your line of work. I'll be really candid. That's frowned upon in my world and probably, I don't know, your world too, but,
sure is.
I used to be so worried about it in my 20s. And I did. I dated athletes. I totally did because where are you going to meet people?
What
I was
else
on
are you
the road
do?
For 5 to 6 days a week. And like, sorry, a normal Joe Schmo isn't going to understand my life going out here, going to bars. And I would keep it really on the DL about who I dated. And yeah, whatever. They were interested in the same thing. And then obviously I ended up marrying somebody in my line of work, not a sport I covered at the time, but you did. And how was that? And maybe fun stories from meeting John.
So when John and I first started dating, we kept it under wraps for like a good 6 months before anyone and it's like kind of hard. I mean, we're always all together. We're on the road. We're at the hotels. We're in the arenas. Like it is not easy to like really sweep that under the rug.
Have an oh shit moment where somebody caught you and you had to like play it off? Because I definitely did in like a hotel lobby or something like that.
There's two that come to mind. There's one. So like there's always like the TV hotel that like most people stay in, but a lot of times wrestlers will stay in like the other. They don't book their own flights, but they will often book their own hotels. So I went and stayed at the hotel John was at, and one of the other wrestlers like pulled up. He's like in his rental car and he's like, "What are you doing here? Why are you here?" And I was like, and I was so new at the time that I wasn't even like sure that I was like, "Oh, how do I handle this situation?" That I was like, "Oh, I don't know. This is just a hotel they booked me." This is right. He's like, okay. They sniffed me out so fast. But I also remember another time, John and I had been together for a while at this point, but JBL, who's like a legendary wrestler, his hotel room was right next to ours. And the next day, I was next to your guys' room. And I'm like, oh my God, I just start sweating that I'm like, not even just on the
sexual level
front, but I was like, what were we saying? What were we talking about?
That's happened before.
It was definitely a bit of like a panic mode.
But you know that moment when you're staying in obviously we all do, we're staying in a hotel with colleagues and you're like, fuck, which room are they in? Because was I talking too loud to my friend, to whoever on the phone? Like you gotta,
the worst.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah. Especially if you're
you
have a couple sips
it.
Of wine and you're like, just here we go. Taking a
deep
dive.
I literally will tell someone the next day and not give a shit. I'd be like, okay, I heard and gross or weird. I don't care. Like, it's just because they'll call my ass out because obviously this voice travels.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so when John and I first started dating, though, we did keep it to ourselves for quite a while. And then once the cat kind of got out of the bag and we've been together for a while, but John really keeps to himself. Like when he's like not the social butterfly. If you meet him, it's like, he just kind of does his own thing. So when people started seeing him and I hanging around, it was like weird to them because he talks to nobody. But him and I were always just like buddies. So people were like, something's going on here. And I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Oh, he doesn't talk to anybody kind of except for me. People figured out probably quicker than we thought that they did.
And then what's been your secret of staying together? Any?
Please. I need them all. I think we know why.
Stop. Fuck.
Listen, I will say I really lucked out. John is, he's so patient and I can be a psychopath. Yeah, like I am like constantly like at 10 where he is like so mellow. He's rational. He's not like that knee jerk reaction where I'm the opposite side of that. So I really lucked out that he's like so patient. And I actually think it helps for us that we're in the same line of work, especially like wrestling's such a weird world that like if you don't get it, I'm sure for the people that are married to people that are outside the business, so many people in wrestling are married to people within the business. I'm sure when you're on the outside of it, it is nice to just like take a breather. But I find for us, it's nice. Like we understand. I understand the things that he's talking about. I get those ups, those downs. I know what that life on the road is like. I always felt bad for like people whose wives like weren't on the road and didn't understand, because I feel like you often think that that life on the road is a lot cooler than it really is. And it's
everyone
just
always thinks it's so glamorous and you're schlepping around.
And it's so exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
we're
not
all just getting by.
Totally agree with you. I mean, yeah. And I think what's good for me, and I think John knows this too, my husband knows my entire crew. I mean, he was like really good friends with Joe and Troy. He knows all our guys behind the scenes. He knows the guys that I'm going to the bar with that are walking me up to the hotel room, and they know my nonsense. And like, if he ever needed to call them, they'd be like, yeah, she's in her room.
Oh my God. Has there ever been times like that too, where like, oh God. Yeah. I remember John coming in really late. From because when we were with WWE and there's house shows, so he would be doing like the live event shows. I'd be at the hotel waiting for him to get there before we go do Raw the next day. Yeah, I remember him getting in late after me having a couple cocktails down at the bar and just like, am I gonna answer the door? I don't know. Where are we at? But he knows all those guys, and he's honestly known most of the people that I was really tight with have known him even longer than I've known him.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's like
that's awesome.
We're all just like a bunch of buddies hanging out.
For all of you Renee Paquette fans, good news. There's so much to talk to her about that we are going to make this a two-parter. We cannot condense this conversation into one episode. So tune in next week for part two with Renee Paquette.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.